Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in to the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number 855-450-FREE. It's toll-free 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you on over to the website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, ours is free, so enjoy it and its features at freetalklive.com. You actually get to create the content of the site. So you find something online you think's interesting, you just submit it to Free Talk Live as show prep, and then other listeners can vote up or down on your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy that. Coming up here, the latest... excuse me, still kind of sick. Coming up here, the latest on the Black Friday situation throughout the country today. Everything erupted from fights to gunfire to pepper spray.
Yeah.
It's been crazy, apparently, out there today. Of course, would love to hear your stories if you were out and about at Black Friday, whether it's early this morning. A lot of stores opening at midnight, or maybe bright and early when the sun comes up, what your experiences were, and if you work in retail, what your experiences were. Plus, reports say that in some places, the Occupy Wall Street folks, the occupiers, had come out to the various different big box stores for a protest of some sort. Maybe you experienced that as well. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. We go to the phones, though, and to the phone. We'll talk to Jordan, listening in Ohio. Jordan, where are you at in Ohio?
I'm in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple points. We've been trying to reach out to, I wonder, like, Occupy Wall Street and all the people in the streets. Why don't everybody just call a local senator, congressman, email them, and kind of get off the streets and, you know, start their own business and do business as usual just to clean up our act a little bit, because we went right into, you know, the chaos. We don't have to have the chaos that these other states are having. You know, they coming out of 40 years of dictatorship with freedoms that we had all our life. Then my other point is...
Before we get to your other point, Jordan, I don't know if I really understand where you're coming from.
I'm saying we in the information age, so instead of everybody being out on the streets occupying and shutting stuff down, we can just put all the pressure on our congressmen and our senators via email, texts, and put the threats right to them about getting them out of office to make things happen in regard to business and opportunities for small businessmen.
But don't you feel like that's been tried?
No, I don't think it has. We in the information age, and collectively all those numbers, we haven't gathered those numbers and used our information to get right at the people that's stopping up this process.
Well, it's really hard to get support for people. I think it's hard to get people excited about supporting your cause when your solution is just to call the people who are in charge to try to promote change. I think for a lot of people, by demonstrating, it sort of gets people out of their houses and out supporting an idea and sort of spreading a message, as opposed to just staying at home and making phone calls. But I think if I was going to start making phone calls for a cause, I wouldn't be calling representatives or senators. I'd be calling my neighbors and people around me to try to gather support.
Okay, and that's a good point. So that leads right to my point. All those Occupy Wall Streets, y'all can maybe raise $5 per person a month and gather your own little, you know, economy and start starting businesses. Because at the end of the day, the 99% didn't say that we couldn't start our own business, that we had to go to school to work for them forever.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think starting businesses is a fine deal. Unfortunately,
it's one of the best ways to get freedom in your life.
Right. Unfortunately, you're not free in a lot of places to start businesses. In many places, they want you to beg permission. They want you to pay bribes. They call them license fees and application fees.
That's just a part of doing business, though. We know we're in a capitalistic society, so you know we got to capitalize also. And my other point is, it's just kind of hard for me to see all this stuff going on the street. But when we were losing all of our rights with the Patriot Act and all through, you know, that whole initial presidency we came through, like, nobody made a peep, even to the going to airports and all of our citizens' rights being stripped. And so now when you violate a law of any state, you kind of violate the law of Homeland Security, whether you got a right cause or not. All I'm just saying, I think we need to be a little more smart and strategic instead of just going to run to the streets because everybody else coming from dictatorships into freedom just doing that. I think we've been in freedoms and just have not exercised our freedom.
Well, Jordan, I share your frustrations with I definitely share your frustrations with the idea that going out into the streets hasn't really ever, in my opinion, turned into very much as far as change on the national level. But on the other hand, I also agree with Ali that it gets people out, it gets them doing something, it helps people meet new people and network and introduce themselves to new faces and
free food some places.
There's that too.
I propose $10 per person a year. That's $120, and let's kind of see where that count go to tangible needs like community kitchen, bomb shelters, rafts, and stuff in case we had to do our own. FEMA unto ourselves, and I just think as a people, collectively, communally, in our community, we're not being as practical as we could with our freedom.
That does sound like a more rational approach to the oncoming recession is to sort of everyone have a plan. I like the idea of planning for this type of thing. Look at the likeliness of something happening and then sort of planning around that and not getting too overboard with it, but just having some idea of what you're going to do with for your family,
let's get the economy out of that Occupy Wall Street. Let's, $10 per person.
Well, that sounds like mutual aid, and I think that's a fine idea. I mean, people taking care of each other is definitely a preferable choice to having this, one-size-fits-all government solution being forced upon us all. I guess my major critique with what you've been saying, I agree with most of it, start businesses, come to each other's aid, that all makes sense. I'm with that. My one critique is that calling politicians hasn't ever seemed to do anything. Writing them, calling them, emailing them. If you look, for instance, back at the bailouts
numbers,
that happened. If you look at
with these numbers we got now, with the Tea Party, the Occupy Wall Street, it's unprecedented. So you shut the emails down. I mean,
go back in time a little bit to the bailouts and look at these incredible outpouring of opposition. You had people from all manner of political perspectives.
Which bailouts?
You name them, man. I mean, the bailouts, the billions bailout of dollars that they sent to the
TARP
banker buddies.
Oh, the Bush bailouts.
Okay,
well, but
so
Obama signed on to the bailouts, too. Hang on a second. Let me finish my statement here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The bailouts, you go back and look at the bailouts, there was 90% people, 90% of the comments they were getting, according to the people in D.C., were against the bailouts. They said, don't do
more
this.
More than 90%.
This is a terrible idea. Please don't do this to us.
And they did it anyway, man.
Because
of the partnerships and the biases, they still put the same people in offices that shut down and bottleneck and traffic jammed all the progress. And just not pointing fingers. And then my last point I wanted to make, even to when we're looking for the 2012 election, we won't put people to accountable to deal right now and refuse to wash those ass or to sit in there on them nothing, town hall meetings because they're worth nothing right now if we don't do something now, we as a people. And I just think, we out in the streets, but at the same time, we kind of watching the process and we go home and we watch the process instead of go ahead and just make our own changes with our freedoms. You got refugees posting up on the street, making money and building things. They ain't even got green cards.
Jordan, I don't think it hurts to contact the senators and representatives. I just don't know if I believe it will do anything.
I like the idea of getting together with other people, like Jordan says, and you can downsize DC.org. They have a system for doing that, and I think that of the systems out there, it seems to me like one of the best ones. It's
I would agree with that.
Okay. DownsizeDC.org.
I'll look that up.
Jordan, thanks for the call tonight, man.
I appreciate y'all's show. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your comments. And also on the way, especially if you've got something to share about today being Black Friday, and give you a little taste of some of the scene from today. Yeah, that's pretty crazy what happened. And we'll give you some of the rundown of today's Black Friday occurrences. It's Free Talk Live, I should say, fights. We're coming up.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you to dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark,
inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. The features we get to you free. The mobile site is one of those. You can visit on your mobile device. Go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our live streams and podcasts, as well as the software you'll need for your mobile phone to be able to listen to those things. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends: peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Get prepared. Protect your family. Don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding hot water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. How can you go wrong with a free entree sample? For a limited time during the holidays, enter promo code FTL. Get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind included. Greatest give you can give your loved ones this holiday season. WiseFoodStorage.com.
So you could be smart and go to WiseFoodStorage.com and get yourself prepared and your family prepared. Or you can spend hours waiting in line and then fight each other over a $2 waffle maker like some people did at Walmart today.
Just some good waffles.
Now this is audio of just a hectic scene. What you can't see happening here is...
sounds like absolute chaos.
It is. People are grabbing these $2 waffle makers. A woman has her butt crack showing.
that changes everything.
There is pushing. There's shoving. People are passing waffle makers. They're throwing things.
You don't want to throw a waffle maker.
One woman walks away with five or six waffle makers in her hands. It's just mayhem. This is Walmart in any town, USA. It doesn't really even matter where this happened because odds are good there were similar scenes at other Walmarts and other stores across the country. And I think there was some... This really indicates a few problems. One, people don't value their time. They don't really even think about it. So these people that are doing this... I mean, this waffle maker... Okay, clearly Walmart's losing money on it, right? The idea is what they call a loss leader, meaning they lose money on the sale so they can get you in the front door. Hopefully, you'll see some sort of impulse buy item, or you'll be attracted to another sale, and you'll buy something else. Because if everybody goes in and just buys the waffle maker and then leaves, Walmart hasn't really won out on that one.
Wasn't worth the sale.
Right.
But, of course, they do it for a reason, and the reason is it works.
Well...
It causes you to think, wow, if this is only worth, or if this is $2, then I'm sure all the other deals must be just as good. You know, I don't know necessarily how much a lamp goes for, but I might see a lamp that seems pretty cheap, but I must think that I'm getting just as good of a deal as I was getting on the waffle maker.
That does seem to be somehow the way some people think about this. And I think that it's irresponsible for Walmart to do something like this.
Loss leaders?
I think at a certain point, I mean, it's one thing to take a $5 loss and, you know, mark something slightly under what, like a higher ticket item to mark it slightly below what the actual value of it is. But I think that lowering prices below market value is kind of dangerous. I mean, look at how people behave in response to this. They go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They hurt each other. I mean, it encourages people to act like monsters in some instances. There are stories in the news today. You go to Drudge Report and see them. They've got them all in the right-hand column. People being pepper sprayed. I've got that story here as well. One woman comes to Walmart with, I don't know if it was Walmart, but she comes into, let's see. Yeah, it was Walmart in L.A. She's got a can of pepper spray, and she's shouting about how she's spraying them in order to get an advantage, apparently.
Oh, my God.
And she's spraying people with pepper spray so she can get to an Xbox before everybody else does.
She's a criminal, Ian.
Yeah, she is. But they haven't caught her, by the way. Even with all the surveillance footage and all the people around, she managed to escape the scene. Walmart has yet to even determine whether or not she escaped with an Xbox. So this woman got away with that. But my point is, people don't behave in this way at your average sale. This only happens one day a year. It happens on Black Friday, and it's tragic. And it's the low prices that are encouraging this, prices that otherwise wouldn't be this low in the marketplace.
You know, I don't know. I don't think that it's the responsibility of the business. People know what they're getting into on Black Friday. You're taking a gamble of dealing with a riot situation. I have never been to Black Friday. I don't get up early for anything. I don't go hunting. I don't go fishing. And I don't go to Black Friday. I'm not going to roll out of bed early in order to do this stuff. And if I did, I'd know exactly what I was dealing with if I went to get something. I'd be dealing with a situation where I may have to fight somebody over something. I'm not willing to fight them over that.
You know, Mark, I get what you're saying, and I agree that each individual is responsible for his or her own actions. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, I think that there, at some level, there is a responsibility from the vendor. Like, for instance, you know, the crack dealer that sells crack cocaine is at some level responsible for selling crack cocaine.
One's always free.
What's that?
The first one's always free.
Well, there's that, and you know, and you're getting people hooked on a dangerous product that you know, arguably has no real benefit to anybody. That person,
the argument for the crack dealer is the same as it is for Walmart. If we don't do the Black Friday sales, somebody else will. Walmart's only supplying crack to the people that are going to buy crack, and quite frankly, the people in the world that are going to buy crack and get their heads stepped on over a $2 waffle maker are. Looking from the sidelines, I'm thinking that this is a problem that's going to solve itself. Darwin's going to sweep in and take care of this problem.
Well,
Do you think the people that go to these events are really expected? Because I've gone to shopping on Black Friday and I didn't have any fights. I didn't hear any screaming.
Did you wait in line early morning?
It wasn't that big of a line. It was just a couple people outside.
When did you go?
I think it was
at the opening?
I feel like it was really, really early in the morning, I guess.
So
it was like at
if there was no
5
line,
or something like that.
But there was no line that you
right. It wasn't. If I had showed up and there was a huge line of people and I knew that there was some object in, or there's some sale in there that everyone was going for, I probably would just go home. I wouldn't want to. I'm not a physically competitive person when it comes to buying stuff.
Right. Well, I guess
I might watch what happened from a distance. I mean, and I think the situation of this woman walking up a line and pepper spraying people probably caught a lot of innocents that weren't going after the Xbox. You're only dealing with a crazy person at that point, and crazy people could pepper spray you for any reason that they wanted to.
No, I understand that, Mark. I'm not saying this woman isn't crazy.
What are you saying?
Well,
you're saying that it's the responsibility of the business for offering people a good deal?
No.
You get a waffle iron at the local Salvation Army. For $2.
Well, think about why offering good deals causes this kind of madness because of the recession we're in. People are supposed to spend money right away because it's losing value every day, and I mean it creates this kind of hostility.
Let's come back with more here at 855-450-FREE. I'd like to get your thoughts as well. 1-855-450-3733. If knowing people will behave like this and you still do it, isn't that irresponsible?
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
More than 90% of Americans are simply unprepared for even the most likely emergencies. Even common occurrences like snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or simple power outages can make it difficult for you to simply feed your family. To help you become prepared for any emergency situation, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared a free report entitled The Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, How to Ensure Your Family is Protected and Nourished in Times of Emergency. In addition to this incredible free report, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared 11 family protection videos that you can watch for free at our website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's right. You can keep your family informed and prepared for any emergency by simply visiting ReadyReserveFoods.com and watching our 11 family protection videos and downloading the Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, all for free. Visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's ReadyReserveFoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. If you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, maybe you work in retail and you experienced today's Black Friday madness. Would love to hear your perspective, what happened in your town, your store. Maybe you are a customer. Maybe you waited in the lines early this morning, midnight, as when many stores opened. I don't know how many of them actually opened at 5 or 6 a.m. this morning. All the news was about them opening at midnight. So I wonder if any stores actually had a 5 or 6 a.m. opening. Either way, if you were waiting in line and you saw some of the insanity today, or maybe it was just completely peaceful and everybody was just plenty respectful toward one another, and you want to relay that account as well. Whatever you experienced today, certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE, and of course you can bring up anything that you like. But as I understand it, Mark, some of the smartest shoppers are the ones shopping online, because there are some killer Black Friday deals on the internet, and you don't have to wait in any crazy lines, and you don't have to deal with people pushing and shoving and parking lot mishaps or whatever else is going on out there today. Like our friends over at Vaporsmiths, I believe, have a Black Friday sale. Not mistaken.
They have a Thanksgiving sale, and that Thanksgiving sale is aimed at folks that already have the vaporizer. But I believe it ended, Ian, on midnight last night, so it was before Thanksgiving.
That's right. But I'll pull up some information.
Okay, pull up some information. You can see. I think it did. But if you don't have a Vaporsmith's of e-cigarette, you can get one of the best made e-cigarettes on the market today, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com and purchase 40 cartomizers. Those are the things that contain the nicotine, vaporizes the nicotine, and it's 22,000 times healthier than smoking, and you'll save money. These 40 cartomizers cost about $70. Each cartomizer is worth about a pack of cigarettes, so you can see the savings right there. Use coupon code FTL when you purchase the 40 cartomizers. You get the free e-cigarette, and you'll get free shipping. Call 855 to get vapor, vaporsmiths.com, 855 to get vapor, vaporsmiths.com.
According to Jason Osborne, who's the man behind SACL CAI, the guy that sponsors the phone numbers on this show, he made a post over on the Free Talk Live BBS early this morning at about 4 in the morning. According to him, 40% off orders of $69, $69.99 or more at Vaporsmiths.com.
There's a sale I don't know about.
With the code, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay, thanks.
The code Black Friday 2.
Okay,
all
cool.
Run together as one word, Black Friday, the number 2, all in caps. 40% off orders of $69.99 or more. And you said the 40 cartomizers is what, 60-something?
$69.99.
So there you go. You order the 40 cartomizers, use code Black Friday 2, and you'll get 40% off. That's crazy.
Good deal.
Great deal. And also, if you don't quite meet that $69.99 threshold, if you've got orders of basically $40 or more, you can use Black Friday as a code, and you'll get 35% off your order. So pretty sweet deals from Vaporsmiths.com. Now then, so we've been talking about Black Friday, but we will also take your calls about absolutely anything. I want to get back into this question of whether or not it's irresponsible to offer loss leaders like the $2 waffle maker that sent people into a crazed frenzy today at Walmart. So let's go first to Tyler in Kentucky. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
What's going on, Tyler?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. I'm driving back from Chicago on my way back to Louisville, listening to the podcast from last night, and the Thanksgiving miss has been one of my favorites. I was just wondering if you guys knew of any other Americana mythology.
You know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Santa Claus?
Is that an American thing?
Santa Coca-Cola basically took Santa Claus and kicked him into the stratosphere.
You know, there's always the true story of Columbus, how he wasn't a hero and actually ended up slaughtering people and
taking slaves,
and that he didn't actually find America. There's that proof.
Right, right.
Are you talking about stories that we were taught in school that turned out not to be true? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, things like that. Like, you know, we heard that the pilgrims were all really nice, and yeah, just like the traditional Thanksgiving story we always hear.
Ben Franklin was a womanizer. Thomas Jefferson owned a slave and had sex with her and had a child with her. Yeah. Those are some things they don't teach in school.
Yeah, I would like to say that would go down. I was just calling in to see if there are any that you guys had heard over the years, and see if there were more available to get those out there to other people to kind of bust this whole America is the greatest thing before sliced bread and since then as well.
I think that there's some amazing things about this country and the way that it was sort of conceived and the ideas of liberty and people trying to throw off the feudal rulership of the past. And I think there's some amazing things about it. I think that it's unfortunate that we kind of returned to it, to that feudal rulership. And this time the Lord is the democratic process as opposed to one guy.
I think that would be a good question to open up to calls, because I keep thinking of, little stories I've heard, but I can't remember specifics, because I'm not that great with history and remembering, like, dates and anything like that.
The Thanksgiving story is a real eye-opening story. The other one's like, oh, yeah, okay, so Ben Franklin was a womanizer. What are you going to say about that? There's no real lesson there.
There are good stories about the way laws, the real reasons why certain laws are created returns, interesting.
That's a good point. Like cannabis prohibition,
right.
The reason cannabis was made illegal isn't because it was getting people high, but because there were black people smoking it with or black men smoking it with white women, and certain people didn't like that very much. But the real reason is because William Randolph Hearst and the folks behind DuPont, as well as it was pretty much Hearst and DuPont. They didn't like the hemp as a competitive product to their textile manufacturing in the case of DuPont,
right.
And in the case of Hearst, the competitive, the idea that you can make paper from hemp was a big competition to him, considering he had invested in woodlands and the logging industry. That's a great point, Allie. Does that answer your question?
Oh yeah, and hopefully somebody else will hear it, and maybe they know of some other ones, and use those for fun with all the fun status around the world.
Excellent. Thanks, Tyler, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. So, Tyler, asking for input from you, the listener, what other stories did you learn maybe growing up that turned out the truth was something other than what you'd
What was the name
to?
Of that memo that circulated during the Roosevelt administration?
McCollum?
The McCollum memo. That sounds
I don't
like
recall exactly.
I think that might be right. McCollum.
The 8 points about why they need or how they could maneuver Japan into
attacking them because they knew that they didn't have the American people on the side of a war. After World War One, war wasn't very popular, and so they needed an attack in the United States. How would they get Japan to attack and that kind of thing? And they had this memo that basically showed the United States was going to pick a fight with Japan and how they were going to go about doing that. And you know, at this point, historians say that. Yeah, there's no way that Roosevelt did not see this memo. This went to the highest reaches of the executive branch. And so, you know, there's one. The idea most people have is kind of like Pearl Harbor was kind of, and it was, for regular Americans, Pearl Harbor was a lot like 9/11 in that bam, one morning, America's attacked. And this is out of the blue. It's an outrage. Why would these evil people do that? And, you know, there are reasons why they did it. I don't think it's a good idea to hurt anybody over these situations, but, you know, there were maneuverings on this side in order to pick a fight.
So back to the issue of how people behave, these Black Friday sales. Allie, you said you've been to Black Friday sales before, but you don't recall ever having to wait in a line, and so I question as to whether or not you were actually there at the very beginning of that sale.
I'm trying to remember. All I know is that I didn't sleep that night because I was working on... I think I was like maybe doing schoolwork or something, and then I was like, I'm just going to stay up all night and then just go to the store. So I feel like I got there really early, but maybe I didn't go to Walmart or any of the places where the sales were really... big deal. I had something specific in mind, and I just went early.
Where did you go?
I think I went to some place in the mall. It was like Sears or something.
Well, there are some stores that have these humongous sales where they offer these loss leader items. I guess the Xbox was apparently a big one today. One woman pepper sprayed a crowd at Walmart so she could grab herself an Xbox. Apparently, she ended up getting away from the scene of the crime. And you've got other people pushing, shoving, yelling, being very angry and nasty to one another. And the question that I asked before, and we'll ask it again, and love to have your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, is do the stores bear any responsibility for setting people up into these situations, knowing how they're going to act? It's Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go and get your shopping done. And don't bother getting out of your chair. You don't have to deal with this Black Friday madness. And, of course, the stores are going to be packed all weekend. Black Friday is just the beginning of what is an incredibly busy weekend in the world of retail. You don't have to bother with parking. You don't have to bother with the crowds and the waiting at the register. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com, click in through the Amazon links there at the top of the page, and that'll take you to Amazon. You've got Amazon US, Canada, Germany, the UK. Click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is that you're looking to buy, whether it's for you or for your family members or friends or whomever, you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done. And by the way, there's also links to Newegg, which is a big computer parts site, electronics site. If you go into the Newegg links there at shop.freetalklive.com, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of that sale. So great ways to get your online shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com.
We've been talking a lot about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, and if you need to find out more about it, you can go to weusecoins.org. But obtaining them has been, a little tricky up till now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer complete bullion story, and you can buy gold and silver there privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click on the live support link at the top. You see the crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so news is all over the place about people and their just bad behavior regarding Black Friday, and it's predictable. People behave in a certain way when you basically kind of break the rules of the marketplace equilibrium of supply and demand, and you lower the price below the point at which you're losing money selling. In the case of Walmart, a $2 waffle maker, people going insane and shoving and pushing and just generally acting like a mob, just a mad mob over trying to get their hands on these waffle makers. And of course, course, it wasn't just Walmart. There are other Black Friday loss leaders and other stores around the country. And when you lower prices below a certain point, people go crazy over trying to get their hands on this. Even if this normally, I mean, this waffle maker is not a $100 waffle maker. Like, let's just go right out on a limb here and say this is probably the cheapest of the cheap waffle maker you can possibly get a hold of. Maybe it would be, you know, $17.99 on any other day on the store shelf. And so they're blowing it out the door for two bucks. And at $17.99, nobody's going to go run over top of anybody else to go and get this waffle maker. They may see it on the shelf. If they're looking for a waffle maker, they may decide, I'd rather pay $20 than $40 for a waffle maker, and I will purchase this waffle maker. It'd be a much more thoughtful decision on the part of the person who's doing it. But set it at $2. It doesn't matter what the quality is. It doesn't matter what other waffle makers you're selling. It's going to sell out, no problem.
And it doesn't matter that you get a waffle maker for $2 to $5 at the local Goodwill store either.
Right, and you wouldn't have to wait in line to do that, and you probably would actually get a better quality waffle maker if you went and bought one used for
very well
for $2.
It's a good. I got a it was a pressure cooker or a slow cooker from the thrift store, and it's fine. Like, just clean it out, and it works better than the new ones they have, those fancy ones.
Yeah, like what? How old is it?
I don't know. It's made of that almost kind of like. Not porcelain, it's like glass, almost like it's clay, like it was fire, it was burning
probably
like
porcelain.
Made porcelain.
You know, a well-made product is going to last for a long time, and you can pretty much guess that if it's being sold for $2, it's probably not the most well-made waffle maker in the world. So, of course, the ultimate question is, how long will these waffle makers even last, these people that shoved each other to get their hands on them?
It does make one wonder.
And how long did they wait?
If it was broken when you took it out of the box, you wouldn't return it for $2.
Well, these people might. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember, this is one of my other critiques about how people behave about these Black Friday deals. It's one thing to stand in line for a multiple $100 television set. You know, then you could argue that, well, your time is worth a certain amount of money, and you're getting a really good deal on this set that otherwise would cost you a few $100 extra, and so maybe that's worth it. But at a $2 price point, you're standing, maybe you're saving at most, what, $15 off the regular price of this thing. You're standing in line for 2, 3, 4 hours. I mean, I don't know how long these folks stood in line. I've seen these lines before. In some cases, they wrap around the building. You're out there early in the morning. It's cold. I mean, even in Florida, it probably was a little cold this morning.
It's November. It's not known for its warmth.
Right. So it's cold out. You're going, you know, you've gotten up early or you've stayed up really late or whatever. You've changed your schedule around for this and you've waited. And then you get in this, you know, pushing match with other people, all to save $15? What is your time worth?
Maybe they just enjoy the challenge.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a competitive thing. I don't know. But my original point, and I think my biggest point here, beyond critiquing the shoppers themselves, is the stores. You know people are going to behave like this. This is not a surprise. They do it every single year. And then you get really crazy things like people pepper spraying one another, actual fights breaking out. In the case of the waffle maker video that we played the audio from, they're just pushing and shoving and screaming, and you know nobody actually got physically injured in this. It's just people behaving like a pack of wild animals. And so the question is, if you are the business in this case, is it irresponsible of you to put your customers in this situation knowing that they're going to act in this way and that people could potentially hurt themselves?
I don't see how. I feel like if this is my last experience at Walmart was in this kind of hectic crowd, I already don't like crowds, so it'd probably be a while before I could ever step back foot in Walmart and feel safe again, because I just don't like being pushed or anything.
Well, you're
like
sensible, but some people may come back, and they, you know, they just don't care. I mean, they just want this waffle maker, and so they're going to come back next year for the $2 TV set or whatever it is, that the, you know, cheap little.
Well, is it responsible for like if you go to a music concert and then this band plays that song that always makes their fans start lashing out and doing that mobster thing and
like a mosh
hitting.
Pit?
Yes. Like, is that
irresponsible?
Irresponsible
of the band to play Fire Woman or whatever?
Well, in the monster, okay, I get what you're saying.
This is incredibly naive and
a
stupid position.
I think Allie makes a really good point there.
And let me make a further good point. There are 89,000 plus Walmarts in the United States, 8,970 Walmarts in the United States, and that's just the Walmarts. Forget the Best Buys and the other stores that are out there. So you're talking about 20,000, maybe 30,000 stores, and you've got a handful of them here where some people have acted, you know, in really stupid fashion.
Are you trying to tell me you don't think people were going crazy at these other stores?
I'm trying to tell you that you do not punish 99% of people in order to punish 1%. In the same way,
I'm telling you, you're wrong. It's not just 1%. And people behave crazy like this when you give them crazy deals.
Then why don't we have stories all over like this?
Mark, Drudge Report isn't going to report on 1,000 different stories.
Do you know how they instituted prohibition in this country? They instituted prohibition in this country by making broad, sweeping statements about people who abused alcohol. Would you suggest that if 10%, 20%, 30% of people abused alcohol, that we should then outlaw alcohol?
Of course not. And I'm
then why in the world would you even suggest that it's irresponsible of stores to offer good deals to people?
Well,
are you
saying
these good deals don't benefit people?
No, I'm not proposing that this be banned or anything like that.
You're saying
you're being silly, Mark. Look, have you ever worked at a Black Friday?
I have not.
Okay, then you really, have you ever been to Black Friday?
Look, I read the
news. I'm just asking
you, Mark. I wasn't in Tunisia when the revolt went down, but I know that
it
existed because I can watch news.
Don't try to pretend like you know what you're talking about, because you don't. Just because you're watching the news doesn't mean you're getting any kind of an accurate perspective on anything that happened today.
Now, I know that there's different types of Black Friday events where they hand out tickets and do all kinds of different things.
And the reason they hand out, now I think the handing out of tickets is a very responsible thing to do. And the reason why Best Buy, or I think it was Best Buy that actually that came up with that, certainly they popularized it. The reason why Best Buy did that is because they saw their customers going crazy, and they care about their customers, and so they figured out a way to allow people to participate in a Black Friday event and get a really great deal on a product without creating the circumstances that would encourage them to behave like wild animals.
And I'm not saying that there aren't better and worse ways, but I'm not saying that it's not the responsibility of the store if they offer a good deal to somebody if people act like a bunch of wild animals.
I get what you're saying. I'm not saying they're responsible. I think you're, putting words in my mouth.
Any more than the ammo manufacturer's responsibility if people shoot people, or
the
alcohol.
I don't think they're legally responsible.
I don't think they're responsible at all. Look, you know what's happening when you go out there on Black Friday. This is not a surprise.
Are you telling me that if you went in a helicopter and dropped a bunch of dollar bills on a crowd of people, that you wouldn't be somewhat responsible morally for the people and how they behave in those circumstances?
I don't really think so,
create a circumstance in which people behave in a predictable fashion, and to just blow this aside and say, oh, it's just one Walmart where they acted like this, that's nonsense.
One Walmart.
It's probably the majority of stores where people act like this with a crazy deal. 855-450-FREE. More coming. I've seen it, Mark. More coming up.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.